T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
In just over a week, Aida Bonsanto will be 98. A year ago, she decided to lend her wedding dress to a military museum. It wasn't just any dress. Her late husband, Gerald, had been a paratrooper in World War II, and he sent her a parachute so she could make a dress for their wedding in Chicago, June 8, 1946. The story about her parachute dress going to a museum made some headlines around the world. Fairly recently, a man in Europe was Googling the name Bonsanto because he had bought a khaki duffel bag at a garage sale, and on the outside was the name Gerald Bonsanto. He came across the wedding dress story and contacted Aida Bonsanto's niece. Aida Bonsanto got her husband's army duffel bag on the day before Mother's Day. Not only does it bear Bonsanto's name, but his serial number.
I have memorized it from the time he entered the service, and I made sure that I'd remember, you know, his serial number, and it was 366-29179. I could never forget it, never.
Aida Bonsanto says she wants to talk to the man in Europe to thank him. She believes the bag must have been lost when her husband was hospitalized after being shot in 1944. Steve Miller, News Radio 105.9 FM.